I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Joseph Sternberg, who's in London, which is why it's always fun to go to the Parliament's version of democracy. And right now, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, that's the equivalent of the person running the Federal Reserve, I guess you'd have to say. Not a Treasury Secretary as we understand it, but there's influence of the Chancellor that is not true for the Treasury Secretary and for the Federal Reserve Board. So it's really an independent position, often seen as a launch pad to be Prime Minister. It's that weighty. And right now, Rachel Reeves is in charge of tax policy remarks by the Labour government. And no matter which way she turns, there's trouble. Right, most recently, there's trouble in terms of a tax she's considering on pensions. That's right. It's not enough that you tax to your estate when you die. Your pension is to be taxed when you take it. And if I understand correctly how pensions work, you can indicate you want your pension to continue after your death to your beloved. And that means that it would be continued to be taxed after you're dead. I'm not certain of this, but it strikes me as an argument for avoiding the nickel and diming of the public. It's confusing and at the same time discouraging for growth. Joe, it's another world you live in, London, but I mentioned that we learned taxes the hard way. It was called the American Revolution. It would appear that London is still playing the same game several hundred years later. Is it winning at the game? Does the public accept these taxes, or are they pushing back the way the Americans, colonials, once did?
This is a big political problem for Chancellor Rachel Reeves and her boss, Prime Minister Keir Starmer, because the issue is that the public finances over here have been a mess for a while. I mean, they've been running fiscal deficits, accumulating debt on the books, and were generally strapped for cash. And a few weeks ago, this Labour Party administration under Keir Starmer tried to tackle that by making some very, very, very modest cuts to welfare programs, especially for disability benefits for people who say they're unable to work. Well, you know, the Labour Party backbenchers in Parliament didn't want to do that. So they rebelled against that plan, which means that now the government isn't going to save money from reform of that program. And instead, they're going to have to come up with new taxes to fund the government. And we're discovering very rapidly that taxing the rich is not an option, because when they tried that back in the autumn, rich people just started leaving the country. So that is driving them to find new ways that they can tax the middle class. And I think that you've hit on what would probably be a big money spinner for them, which would be new taxes on private pension savings, like the British equivalent of American IRAs or 401k plans. Make the tax exemptions for contributions less generous, tax withdrawals more heavily. But I don't know if that's what the middle class realized they were signing up for when they elected this administration a year ago.
I entertained Joe by looking up, thanks to Claude, the taxes of the 18th century in Britain. We've not reached it yet, but we're headed there. There was a window tax. There was a brick tax. Joe's favorite is the hair powder tax, 1795 to 1861. There was a clock and watch tax that was expired in 1798. I guess nobody could tell what time it was, so they had to get their watches back. And then still on, dog tax, carriage tax, horse tax, burial fees, and coffin taxes. Joe, this is special to London, or is all Europe like this? These taxes are not just burdensome, they're laughably burdensome.
Well, I think that high taxes are characteristic of European economies everywhere. I think that one of the issues in the UK is that they have tried to operate a European-style welfare state, which is very generous, while also trying to impose an American-style level of taxation, because they wanted to encourage entrepreneurship and the financial markets here in the City of London, the financial district. And they're now discovering that those two goals are not compatible. And they're also discovering that if you try to increase taxes to a continental European level, it has a dramatic negative effect on economic growth, and you end up getting continental European level rates of growth, which is not something that they want to import over here. So I think that there's a real dilemma where the public has not yet really internalized the fact that you have to make some choices.
I send you to the Beatles song, Once Upon a Time. Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,